what's poppin'?
Turn your speakers up.
Turn these speakers up.
You're locked in to the illest girls next door.
Look up, I'm fit in your stereo.
On boominlive.com.
Yeah. We are poppin'. Bop, bop, bop. Yeah.
Huh? Ron.
That's always Ron, bro.
This is Those Girls Next Door, baby, and I'm Jay Benz.
I'm Rissy Riss.
And I'm Yanni.
And we got the Good Fellas on our show. Can we get a round of applause?
Hey, friends.
Welcome back.
Introduce yourself. Let me know who y'all are.
Introduce yourself.
This is B-Lo.
This is Ron.
This is Jigga.
I'm JB.
We just started. You play it. You just.
That's more. Hey,
I look good as hell.
That's big bag. Oh, feel me?
Oh my god. So well, today, we are doing a Would You Rather episode. So we're gonna ask the fellas some questions. They're gonna ask us some questions, and you know it's gonna get a little bit spicy. Oh. So
take a seat. Get y'all popcorn, cause y'all in for a show.
Yanni, you starting right?
Yeah, I'm gonna start it off. Yeah, hold on, real quick. Hold on, I need the suspense, y'all. Chill. Okay. Would you rather?
Ooh, she about to drop it.
Fuck with somebody whose breath always stink, or fuck with somebody who's always musty.
Oh.
Come on,
I was gonna say I'm going with the breath.
What body part is musty? Like the underarm.
They just musty,
right?
They musty.
Yeah, I'm going with the breath.
Like it's coming out they pores.
They
musty.
I'll
keep a pack of gum on me every time, right in the morning.
Right in the morning. That's great. You ever smell like you ever woke up next to somebody in the morning, your breath like humming?
Mine?
Like I've done it when it's mine. I be.
I'll admit in a heartbeat when my shit rocking because I don't even smell that shit.
You can taste that shit.
I don't even want to kiss on me.
Yeah, like, I'm like, I don't want to kiss. Like, I need to go home
I think I would rather the breath.
Yeah.
Breath. Okay.
People musty, like, it feels the whole room. Like, you can't
That's crazy.
Yeah. First off, if you musty just on a rag, and then, you know, you sweat during sex. Mm. That's a different type of
Wait. So, in these two situations, would y'all tell the person if they breath stunk or if they was musty?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you gotta be honest.
How would you say it, though?
Ooh,
how would I tell them
like,
that they're breasting?
Like, how would you say, yo, your breath kicking?
But listen,
you want some gum?
I'm kicking if it's kicking every day. Like, at this point, you know. Like,
you want some gum?
Nah, I'm not going to tell them. I'm going to just buy the stuff.
Nah, I'm going to tell them.
You feel me? I'm going to get the little tooth things and everything. I'm going to get you the new toothpaste.
Probably like, yeah, you want to get in the shower real quick?
No, I'm like.
What you want to do?
No, first, I'm going to ask them, are they okay?
Yeah, okay, you
like,
right.
God damn, what are you doing in the shower?
Like, are you, like you good? Like, it's not what you say, it's how you say it. So I'm going to be like, yo, you good? Like, you know, I noticed a little smell coming from your mouth. Like, you straight?
Damn,
like,
that's crazy.
I think I'll probably be more hurt of, yo, you good?
Yeah.
I get a little smell from your mouth.
Like,
I'd say, like, damn, babe, your breath stinks.
So as a male, how would
say
you want...
jokingly.
Yeah, say it jokingly. Like,
joke
damn,
about it.
Like, damn, babe, your breath stinks.
Don't be like, yo, you good.
No, because something could be really wrong. Like, something
I'd rather you be on
now,
somebody,
you good, yo, sound a little...
Your shit rocking. Don't be there, I'm like,
well, if I'm asking you good, that means your shit really rocking.
It depends on how you say you good, because... You say it a certain way, it's like you offended me. Like, you good?
Yeah, no, I'm like, going to be like, are you okay? Like, you feeling okay? Like, everything all right?
Or even buying this shit is kind of offensive, too. Like, what are you trying to say? Just say it.
Just right? Say it.
I would just buy it.
You know how when motherfuckers be like, yo, your shit's chapping and everybody lick their lips around shit? Ever since we started talking about breath, I'm like, my shit good. Trying to check my shit.
All right. Who next?
I'll go next.
Okay.
So, I'm switching up a little bit. So, I've seen this question all over social media, and I was actually asked this question, and I don't have an answer for it, so I'm going to ask y'all.
Okay.
Would you rather snitch on your friend or cheat on your significant other?
Oh! Damn. I ain't snitching on y'all. I don't know shit.
Why?
I don't know nothing.
I plead the fifth.
You plead the...
That's the same way,
that y'all. Mean I'm not snitching.
Ooh.
Come on.
So if you plead the fifth.
I thought you were saying you plead the fifth. It's not answering. Yeah. She's doing that Scorpio shit. Answer the question.
No, because when you plead the fifth, you actually giving the answer without actually giving the answer.
Oh, that's what I'm trying to do. Damn.
No. Answer the question.
I'm not snitching on my friends. I love y'all.
I don't believe it.
She's snitching.
I'm not. She's snitching.
She's snitching.
I'm sorry.
She going to say. Look, this
is a faithful black man.
Okay, period. What they say, I ain't never seen my friends cheat.
And my friends don't do anything incriminate for me to snitch on.
Then you feel a goddamn lie, but I love it. That's probably true.
We're the good fellas. We don't do
exactly.
We do everything good.
Right.
Like being good in our relationships.
Right. Yeah.
Those damn fellas.
I think I almost threw up.
You know.
Y'all gonna do that?
Like, what is happening right now?
Like, our slogan is "Be the Dream." We're like the ideal guys.
You know what? I commend Joe.
We see how they just all stick together like that.
But I commend the
brotherhood. Come on.
So listen.
Brotherhood is crazy.
Who next? Let's go.
You know, I'ma just do it, right? This goes for females and guys. Would you rather? I think it's gonna be like a little different for the fellas or whatever the case may be, but just like kind of put yourself in the shoes. Would you rather be with a person that works a 9-to-5 and can't give you a dream, or would you rather be with a scammer that can give you everything that
give
you
me
want?
The but they're scammer.
Cheater. But they're a cheater.
Oh,
yeah.
Curveball.
You can forgive cheating.
Cheat, bae.
I'll take my little 9-to-5.
I'm taking the scam.
Wait, what do you mean he can't give me a dream? What do you mean?
9-to-5. He can't give you shit.
It depends on what the 9-to-5 is.
He can't give you nothing.
But
a fucking picnic off your fucking EBT card.
Is he busting her ass? That's gonna matter.
I don't know. Wait, stop.
Okay.
Before we get into that,
right,
that
she's basically saying
9-to-5, he can't give you.
No, she's like basically saying he has a cheap 9-to-5.
Like he worked at.
No, she's just saying if you got a 9-to-5.
Wait,
like if you make a minimum wage type shit.
Are you like what are the terms of, like, you talking about somebody in love?
This is
all right. So you're in love with both scenarios, right? But one cannot give you what you want, like at all.
Like materialistic shit.
Yes.
You know, like, they can't do, okay. They can't pay your bills, they can't do nothing, they can't, they barely could take you on a date. However, they're hardworking because they're working on a job, but the money is just not, it's not giving.
So where the hell the money going then?
Yeah,
but I'm saying they're not making enough money, that's the
so
point.
So what the fuck is you making enough money for then? How yeah. you so, nah,
just to get, live check by check, that happens yeah, a lot.
Check. To live
paycheck. Like, you can pay your phone bill, probably your car insurance.
I can live paycheck to paycheck by myself,
baby.
That's a bad
9-to-5, so that if you can only pay your car, phone bill and your car insurance. And
you're homeless.
That's only $400.
Yeah. You are homeless.
Somebody said rent or whatever, all his bills and shit like that.
So he literally has enough money to sustain himself.
Right. Yes, that's itself.
It.
That's it.
He got a nice
that's
car.
It.
You have
well, then go sustain yourself.
Yo.
Yeah.
All right, but here's the question. Would you rather, which one are you choosing? The scammer or the 9-to-5?
The scammer that cheats.
I'm going to be with the scammer, but he's not going to be my only nigga.
But you're in love with them.
I'm not in love with nobody.
You gotta be with them. You gotta be with them, though.
I have to be with them.
That's what I'm like. You gotta be with them. That's your situation.
They used to say money can't buy happiness. That's a damn lie. Because if I had shit, if I wanted to fucking make $1 million, I'd be the happiest person alive right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For how long?
Shit.
Ooh.
So what you gonna 9-to-5
scammer? A long time.
I'm going with the scammer.
9-to-5
scammer. Yeah, they're
done.
Another one scammer.
9-to-5 scammer. You're not on the show.
I think we're gonna go with the. Do you have Chase?
B-O-A-18 with an ID.
No. Truist. We are Truist. Truist.
I'm going with the 9-to-5.
Okay.
9-to-5.
9-to-5.
Okay. Damn.
Y'all, do you want with the 9-to-5? You would.
Yeah.
I only say it's give
it. Leave me alone, y'all.
You would.
It's cool.
Like, okay, but I'm just thinking about the whole scenario. Like, damn, like a scam. I get everything I want. Don't get me wrong. I'm Jada Weta.
I'm gonna be Jada.
But I'm getting serial cheat. Like, I don't know.
He's
a serial cheater. Like, I mean, I don't know. Like,
my thing is, if I'm in a relationship with you, and we both struggling, what are we doing?
Yeah.
So you looking for a come up?
But the hell?
No, it don't gotta be a come up.
It don't gotta be a come up at all. But it's like I could struggle by myself.
So why do I need you here to struggle?
We're not about to struggle together. No.
But y'all can work on something together.
Absolutely.
With a scammer, he got everything he wants.
So see, with a scammer, he can give me the money. Then I can invest and get my own shit. Then I can go find a nigga that's already in my tax bracket and help me happy.
Now my question, my question is to you. Hopefully. Y'all can work on it together. How long? How long y'all gonna keep working on it together? How long are you gonna be stuck in
a
situation?
A lot of scammers be cheap with their bread, though.
Right.
See, I don't know. I never fuck with a scammer, so I don't know.
See, this subject is so... You gotta really give all the...
Yeah, I don't. I never experienced that lifestyle.
Any moment shit could go wrong with him.
Sorry. Yeah, that is true. You feel me?
This is very true. I think he could get locked up.
Some of them have to deal with a lot of people, too.
Go to 100 to 0 real quick. What if he lose all his money?
But also, when it comes with scammers, it's also know your place. Like, are you just fucking with him? Fucking with him?
You said in love. That was the terms of this.
No. It wasn't love. But I'm just saying, you know.
In general.
Okay. As a general statement, it's like when you're fucking with a scammer, what are you really there for? You know what I'm saying? So once you ask yourself that question,
like the scammer.
But listen though. You fucking with a scammer, right? If we here, we fucking with each other, we outside, we enjoying life. That's all it is to it. You feel me? Then you got the part where like, you feel me, I'm fucking with you, it could be a possible relationship, whatever. Then you got the we deep in, that nigga go to jail, baby, you need to be there, you feel me, hold this shit down. If y'all just enjoying your motherfucking life, baby, you go to jail, I ain't got nothing to do with me.
That's the one.
Don't got nothing to do.
What's the next question? What's the next
would
you rather?
Okay.
Would y'all rather fuck your best friend nigga?
What?
Or
the latter.
Watch your nigga cheat on you.
The latter.
Yeah, watch my nigga cheat on me.
Watch a nigga cheat on me.
Watch him cheat.
And punch him after.
No.
If anything,
I'm gonna watch him cheat.
I'm gonna watch him cheat because I know that bitch not fuck you better than I do.
Ooh.
Say she does. Now what?
No, she not.
No. She not. But say she do.
Say it's Tiana.
Then everybody has to die.
But Rissy.
Everybody has to die.
My take on that is, and we actually had this conversation. Me personally, this is only going for me. I don't know about everybody else, but I've been seeing like on social media a lot. It's a lot of like, oh, my best friend did this with my nigga.
Yeah, I've been seeing that shit a lot too.
Talking about this last week.
I promise you, when it comes to me, I do not give it up like that, and I would never. You would tell me you talk to a nigga.
First of all,
you talk to the nigga.
I've been hearing
I don't
this
want no parts.
That's Max.
First of all, none of us don't even like the same type of niggas. Like, our types are like, you can't
we
even
don't.
Like.
I've been, honestly speaking, I've been hearing this so like, oh, types? Yeah. My friend used to talk to him. I'm not fucking with him. And I've seen a lot in my days.
Who said, what's my type? My man.
You know we was cool.
My man.
So at what point?
But I've seen like the girls be like, oh yeah, my friend used to talk to him. I'm not fucking with him. Or I'm not fucking with nobody. That my nigga, like,
at
cool
what
with,
point?
Or somebody I fucked cool with. And I've seen I've seen it where it's like somebody I was fucking with fuck somebody I know.
Right. Me personally, I don't give it up like that. But I got two rules. One, I'm not fucking with anybody that my friends fuck with. And two, I'm not coming second to nobody.
Yeah.
No bitch. I am not coming second. Yeah. Like, it was even like this podcast where she was like, oh, I don't give a fuck if you got a wife that don't got nothing to do with me.
She was so angry.
Like, she was so angry. But let me tell you something. You're okay with coming second. Me? Now, you have the instances where you don't know. If you don't know, you genuinely just don't know. That's
but if there's
okay.
an option, pick that
no,
option.
No. If there's an option, I'm not coming second.
Go ahead, pick
if you got a If you got a shorty, and I know that, baby, go ahead. You feel me? Go find the next bitch that's gonna fuck with you while you got a bitch.
Yeah.
You feel me? But coming second? Because what I think about that is like, I could fuck with you, whatever the case may be, you got a girl. And I know that. You know what I'm saying? Why am I coming second? Because technically, you're second. If he got a girl, he still chooses her first before any bitch that he fucking
with.
That's
the one. He's gonna go home
that's to the one that's actually his girlfriend because he chose her first. So technically, you're second and you're always gonna be second. I'm not coming second.
That's the one.
Period.
Ding, 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 ding.
Sometimes your number two is home.
Right.
Don't care.
The number two being home.
Can you elaborate?
How was the number two home?
Can you elaborate?
And why, if it's home, why not make it the number one?
Nah, the number two is like Airbnb. You can get really cozy. You can chill a lot.
Shit. The Airbnb.
Home is, you know, home away from home. You know, sometimes you need that peace, that tranquility. You know, that's why people like to go on vacations. Because they like to be outside of their natural environment and feel at home. So, you know, sometimes the number two can be that.
So why are you with number one?
Stability.
So sometimes
this is what I'm used to.
Sometimes you go on vacation with the number two? Is what you said?
Boyfriend number two.
Is that what you said?
Oh my gosh.
This guy.
Yo.
Number two can't be your home.
I don't think I've ever went on vacation with number two.
We just fucking
around. Yeah, number two can't be the home.
Is that
you can't stay there. It's like a vacation. You can't stay there.
Airbnb.
The Airbnb.
Airbnb.
You get to book an extended stay.
It's luxury.
Book an extended stay on Airbnb.
It's luxury than the hotel, but baby, at some point you gotta go.
Like the Texas B&B.
While you on your extended vacation or whatever, you forgot you gotta pay rent. Now your number one is evicting you.
Yeah.
Oh no, you always pay your bills before you go on vacation.
Right.
Oh. So you make number one good.
Number one gotta be crazy.
She's number one.
Yeah. Yo, guys are horrible.
Terrible. Jesus Christ. Yes.
We're talking about vacations. Y'all take vacations. Please don't make me
go home and pick an argument, please.
Anyway, who next?
All right, so.
If your home is good, you wouldn't have to go home and pick an argument.
No, my home is great. Huh.
Love it there. My good sister's married.
No vacations.
Y'all better go on fucking vacation.
What, B-Lo? Damn. What?
Yo, B-Lo like the silent gaslighter. Like, I'm a gaslight you.
Like, it's all in the eyes, bro. Like, what?
It's all in the eyes, Chico.
Okay, so, would you rather, you know, we're going to take a little turn. Would you rather burn to death or freeze to death? Me, personally, and we're going to go in a circle, I'm freezing to death.
I'm going
to
burn. I feel like I'm going to die quicker.
Freeze.
Burning.
What?
Burning.
Oh, no. Wait a minute. This is your language, bro.
Somebody
ever had beef with you? I'm clipping that part right there. Like, wasn't you the same nigga out here telling him?
That gives more views. So
nah, don't do that.
Not the clickbait.
But what you going with?
I like that series. I was thinking burn. I think it's quicker.
I'm freezing.
I don't know. Like with burning, it's just like. I'm literally screaming in agony, like.
But I feel like it's gonna happen 10 times faster than freezing.
Yeah. I'd rather freeze.
You know how much freezing hurts?
That shit hurts.
Yeah, nah,
like, really think about when it's brick as hell outside. Imagine ice freezing.
Yeah,
like,
I'd rather that.
You start to lose it in your head, too.
Like.
Wait, say that?
You start to lose it in your head, like.
Crazy.
Mm-hmm. When you like freezing and shit before you even die, like you.
The flames might suffocate you before you finish. Like, you feel me?
But that depends on if the area is burning or you are burning.
Yeah, that too.
So I'm about to take a little turn, right? But just hear me out.
How many turns?
Damn, we about to come back.
I ain't busting you yet.
These are right or left turn into a house.
Damn.
I ain't busting you yet, but this is a real conversation. This is a real question.
Okay.
If you had the choice. How would you die?
Damn.
Now, yeah, it get like
that's
that.
Not even a would you rather.
No, it's not. I'm not cheating, but it's a real question though.
How?
Because we also just talked about would you rather. How would you choose to die? Fire or water?
What the quickest way?
But no. I also had this conversation. I'm not jumping off a bridge.
Wait. I got a question. Would you rather shoot yourself or jump off a building?
Shoot myself.
I'm gonna shoot myself.
But they also said that before you hit the ground, you're gonna die too.
This is also
seriously?
Very true.
Yeah, they said your
probably depending
your heart
on how high it is.
Oh,
yeah.
Because
of the adrenaline.
Yeah.
Maybe if I die before I get off the building, I might.
You probably gonna be
matter
looking
fact,
at me.
I might jump off the building just off of knowing that fact. Because if I shoot myself and it doesn't go how I
want. You playing fucking Russian roulette?
Yeah,
I'm gonna be
mad. People that shoot themselves and still live.
That's what I'm saying.
If I shoot myself and live. I gotta off myself again because Ava got
off. Ava off yourself again.
As soon as I wake up in the hospital.
Like, goddammit, I'm still on Earth. What the fuck?
But nah, like, imagine jumping off a building.
I can't do jumping off a building.
Like, I feel like midway through, I'd be like, yo.
Like, damn.
You're
like,
looking wallet.
I ain't gonna hold you. I'm definitely putting out a tweet.
I'm crazy.
It's high as hell up here.
Not funny, son.
If I was to off myself, I would probably...
Trigger warning, by the way.
Yes. Trigger warning. Yes. If you have issues or know someone that deals with suicidal thoughts, please call a suicide hotline.
And we do not condone suicidal anything.
Please.
Call a hotline.
Your discretion is advised.
Yes.
Absolutely.
I think I'll probably just jump off a bridge, like let the water impact it.
I You know how water, how hard water is coming from.
She gonna shatter all her.
So which is worse? All right, so I don't think you actually know this, but what's the difference between water and actual the concrete or jumping off a bridge?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Not to cut y'all off, but this actually just happened. The suicidal hotline was able to get three numbers now. Like, you know how it's 911? Mm-hmm. It's not 1-8. It's 988 now. Just to give y'all.
Oh, wow. So if y'all need that, there goes.
Suicidal hotline just got their shit changed to where all you gotta do is dial 988.
Yeah, because before it was like 1-800-SUICIDE or something. Yeah, it's too much.
But, yeah, continue.
Just so, for education.
Thank you,
B-Lo. B-Lo shared some really good information. So, if y'all need that, go tap into that.
Oh, yeah. Also, you could text it, too. That's 988.
I love that.
Not facts.
I love that for you.
I love that for everybody, you know, like, we just need an outlet sometimes,
right?
You know, and I even seen a post, like, you say you're a guidance counselor, now they're calling the cops. At the same time, you're supposed to be my sanctuary, you're supposed to be somebody that I could talk to.
Yeah, because,
like, sometimes, like, you have suicide thoughts, but you're not really going to be actually suicidal.
Mm-hmm. But it's just so much better to act on it. Like, I'm always going to be against that. I'm sorry. Like, even if I was being dramatic, like, how would I feel if you really did that
shit? Because you never know.
Really, especially a 14-year-old, you think about how irrational you were at fucking 14. You might have done some shit you really ain't want to do. Like, you know what I mean? So you need somebody to redirect.
At my job, dealing with the clients who have developmental disabilities, whenever they would say things like that, like, we have to call the cops immediately. Because you never know. So, yeah, but on a lighter note.
Yes,
yeah.
On a lighter note.
Who's next?
Who's next? Jump in. Let's go.
You don't have a question?
I've been
trying to think.
You gotta think.
Yeah,
let's.
Okay.
We gotta reroute. Come on, B-Lo. Talk to us.
All right. Would you rather let your grandmother catch you having sex?
Okay.
Or your niece or nephew?
Grandma.
My nephew would catch me. I'll say my grandmother to say, cause like
Lois would kick your ass.
Yes, but no, because like my grandma was like, so you don't got a boyfriend? No, grandma, goddamn, like,
Lois.
You know Lois.
Because that was off the top of the head. Fuck it, we ain't going to do niece and nephew.
Okay.
But that person's mother.
Oh, so
would you rather your grandmother or the person you're having sex with?
Yeah,
their in-law.
My grandma.
Because I don't need for her to know I'll be doing this to her son. Like, I'm a sweet, nice, innocent girl. Like, you don't need
what
to be
known. What are you doing to her son?
Look.
What are you doing, Marissa?
What are you doing to her son?
I'm being me.
Wait, is it a default answer if you don't got grandparents left?
Right, because my grand, rest in peace.
I mean, my nephew's one, like, I'm... That's horrible.
I mean,
so you good? You don't remember?
You look at how I'm taking that in the childhood trauma. You know, my son's in good hands. Oh, shit. She's doing a good job to my son.
That's crazy. I would
wait.
She's doing a good job to my son. It's crazy.
I got one.
That's very crazy.
I wouldn't want my son to be dealing with, like, no whack box.
What if you had, like, in-laws?
I want my son to be like, oh, he's enjoying himself. I want to be like,
oh, no, you're wild. You took a left turn, my fault. Y'all did not mean to.
Yeah,
my fault. God damn. See, I be throwing myself out
here. I got one.
Okay.
All right, so y'all know the McCarter Highway story, right?
Oh, God. Okay. Milk chocolate za.
No, police, look.
Oh, damn, that's a Twitter.
Would y'all do that?
Girl.
Would y'all do that?
Hold on.
Dude.
Absolutely not. But let me tell you something. But you also got
to realize. Question,
okay.
280.
280.
78. What y'all also got to understand is, though, people say they would never until it come with a price. Now, would you rather... No. Everything comes with a price.
Yo.
Wait.
That nigga.
Yo. That nigga
put his hand...
Okay, so... Would you rather female male getting head or sucking pussy in the middle of the highway?
I'm sucking pussy in the middle of the highway?
That's gravel.
I ain't
gravel.
Eating it. I'm sucking the clip on the middle of the highway. I ain't even licking it.
Oh, my God.
Why she standing?
Oh, she laying down.
Ew, you laying down. Like, I'm talking
she
like.
Do one leg,
no, no, y'all laying down on the ground. For the fellas, y'all laying down on the ground eating that shit, okay?
Like a sniper?
Like a sniper. Okay, would you rather do that as for my females? Would y'all rather get on your knees and suck dick in the middle of the road?
I don't really, I can squat.
Or, hold on.
Drop down and get your eagle on, girl.
Hold on. Or would y'all rather get piss in your mouth?
Huh?
Oh, Jada. Whoa.
That's, oh my God.
Jada.
I'm sorry. What are y'all doing?
What?
You going with the golden shower? You going with the golden shower in your mouth?
Ain't nobody going to admit it, but it's some golden shower people out here.
Yeah. Golden shower is very crazy. No,
you getting the golden but in about. Your mouth, though. Are you getting the golden shower in your mouth?
So wait, the option is to get a golden shower in my mouth or to suck dick on the highway?
But it's recorded.
It got recorded. Why you?
It doesn't matter. It's
adding rules to it.
Somebody's recording that. It's right.
They're recording.
What if it's nobody?
I don't want to be a sex offender, though. I don't want to be a sex offender.
I ain't gonna lie. I'm taking a golden shower.
I don't want to be a sex offender.
I'm taking a golden shower. You have to. There is
like,
no.
What if they got a UTI? No, now you yeah. got.
There is no. You cannot answer. You
what
have
if
to.
They got a UTI?
I gotta take yo, piss in what? My mouth.
Either piss
in my mouth
or you're outside sucking dick with the cameras flashing.
Golden
which one?
Not in your mouth though, right? It's just...
Sometimes piss be a little strong.
Right.
Depending on
what's this person eating?
Like, you know, right. That water. That golden.
Yeah, I'm thinking about it.
Like, did they have? Like, did they? Like, did they have
wait,
McDonald's
wait,
Sprite?
I don't know. But here's the thing, though. There's a $50,000 chance.
She's just adding shit. What?
No,
she's
adding stuff to it. You still got to choose one, though. But there's money involved. You'll get $50,000.
$50K for getting peed in my mouth?
Or
why does it have to go in the mouth?
Why does it have to go in the mouth? Like, can I just be on it?
So would you rather? So it's going in the mouth.
Why do you even think like this?
I'll take some
people
pee on
do it. Like,
no, in your mouth.
In your mouth.
In your mouth. It's not on you.
In your mouth.
Yeah, mouth is over there.
In your mouth.
I don't have sex, y'all.
Jada, I'm concerned. What would you do?
Those kind of things.
I already said I'm taking a golden shower.
In your mouth?
I'm not sucking dick on my Carter, bro.
Why?
With cameras flashing. It's not happening.
Free promo.
It's,
if you're
no.
doing a good job, free promo.
It's not word. Happening. I'm going to take the piss.
This
and after that,
true.
I'm going to spit it out.
Yeah.
I'm going to wash my mouth for fucking 10 fucking days, brushing my fucking teeth with all different
like
fucking toothbrushes. I'm not sucking dick. But y'all really got to answer, though. So.
It's such an easier question for guys, because nobody really cares about
that's the
nobody's
point,
talking
easy.
About the guy who has dick out on the
it's
highway.
Not
that's what I'm saying.
First I was thinking that the whole
hold
time.
On.
Like,
wait,
why is he
wait,
not
wait.
On the list?
Yanni, where you going? You still got to answer.
I answer shit.
You got to answer, bro.
Yo, it's nothing.
I said, would you rather? You got to choose.
I don't care about the cameras, bro.
Okay, so
I just don't want to be a sex offender.
So what are you doing? You sucking dick on my car?
I'm offing myself. I'm gonna jump. I'm gonna run into traffic
you
on my car.
There's not that option.
I die
before or after.
Before it gotta be after. Because you technically gotta do it.
This is really hard to think on. Like I really.
But that's what I'm saying though. If you're talking about what you rather, you gotta give. You gotta give it up like that.
Piss in your mouth.
I don't.
Y'all do
either
one.
You know what? I'm just gonna suck dick.
Okay. Yanni, what you doing?
We appreciate it.
I'm what are you doing?
Suck dick.
Like,
Yanni, what are you
I
doing?
I can't, y'all.
Yanni, I'm just gonna suck dick, bro.
What are you doing?
If you're proud of your craft, it's nothing wrong.
Wow.
You gotta choose, bro. This is would you rather. There is no option.
Yanni, just suck the dick.
To be honest.
Please.
Just suck the dick.
Just suck
yeah.
the dick. Is
I'm on the highway.
All right, so fellas, y'all suck the
damn.
Dick.
But I'm not going to be on Ricardo.
Whoa, you lost
I'm
us.
I'm not inviting
next.
Oh, Vice out, Vice out.
Next.
Vice
out. Everything that you got to say
this
about
next
that.
Is over.
You know what right. next.
All right, so.
Fellas, ask you.
Would y'all rather y'all text message get exposed or y'all photo album?
Text.
That's a good one.
Text.
I ain't got shit
I'm
in there.
I'm not thinking about shit.
I ain't got shit
photo
in my
text
phone.
Message.
They might get in trouble.
Photo.
I should just throw y'all in the
fucking you are! Shit, you be dead. That's crazy.
That was kind of crazy.
Look.
Y'all sending out art?
No, absolutely not.
Huh? Sending what?
Art.
No.
Art.
I don't call them nudes. I send art.
Oh. And but me personally, I'm going to tell you why. Because me... I'm gonna be a star. I don't need nobody fucking ten years later like, oh, I gotta, you know, JB. Absolutely not. So you gotta be cautious of who you are now. So I'm cautious of who I am now.
I just got mad
really, really
screenshots. I got mad screenshots.
My photo, yeah.
I got mad screenshots. Like, everybody else is gonna get in trouble.
Hold on, I got a question though. I don't know if I can say it though. It's up to y'all.
You probably shouldn't though.
Yeah, if you gotta think about it, leave that way it's at, my boy. Leave that way it's at. If you gotta question it.
But I'm saying it was up to y'all.
Where's the answers?
I said my text messages.
Text messages. Heartbeat.
Easy.
Take them.
Y'all, jiggle, be low.
I'll be simping for some women.
So.
Ooh. I don't care.
You say you're with invisible ink or you send it regular?
It depends. I might slam them with the slammer.
The invisible ink. Invisible ink is the one.
Nah, but it's the invisible ink. It's the one.
Because sometimes like the photos be in the text. So it's like...
The photos. So y'all give up one.
Oh. You know what? The photos be in the text.
Yeah, you gotta go to the attack. You gotta click the eye.
Let me tell y'all a little hidden gem.
All right, let me hear.
Don't snitch.
What's the hidden gem?
That's never gonna case me. Marv, like, don't say it. Don't say it. Okay. Thanks, Marv. Thanks for the PR. Thanks for the PR, Marv. Thanks.
You know what? Marv's a PR.
That's crazy.
All right, Rishi, would you rather what? Oh, matter of fact, more.
I was gonna give y'all some sauce on how to let shit fly.
Wait, no, I need to hear it.
Nah, that's after show sauce.
Okay. Yeah. Come on, Ma. Would you rather what?
Go through the text or either one. It don't matter.
Okay.
It don't matter.
Would you rather go through the text or what?
Oh, I'm going through it?
No. You're asking would you rather. Right,
you're asking a question. It's your turn to ask a question.
Somebody get exposed, your text or your photo album.
No, but that was Jiggas. What's yours? What's your would you rather?
Oh, I don't know.
No, I want his answer. Check it
out. Oh, my answer? Oh, yeah. They could go through my, my pictures.
Okay.
Oh, y'all.
He gave him on the camera.
Okay.
I got a question.
Okay.
I heard this on the Breakfast Club. I ain't even going front, but I want to ask a question.
She on the Breakfast
Club. We're going to be the next Breakfast Club.
Really, all right, chill. Boom.
Yeah. I talk into the mic. That's what you do.
You pod.
What
are you talking about?
You get up on that mic, yeah.
Anyway, chill.
Niggas is crazy.
Chill.
Yanni, how the mic
be?
Hit me out, y'all.
Oh my god.
So, I just need y'all to keep up. Keep a parent in mind.
Okay.
Whichever parent you choose.
I got one.
Well, I guess for whichever fits, I guess it would be like the whatever for y'all.
Okay, all right, yeah.
So, let's say y'all parent dating somebody, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's somebody you fuck.
Huh? Oh.
Like, say your parents dating, they bring somebody to the cookout, and you meet them, like, versus a guy or a girl, and it's like, yo, this is my girlfriend.
Wait. I got a question. Did I know this person used to fuck with my dad?
Complete coincidence. Like, person don't say nothing. It's like, it's really up to you to tell your parent, like, yeah, I fuck. Like, are you going to tell your parent or no?
I'm like,
and I'm gonna look at my mother like she fucking crazy. Cause why are you fucking with somebody my age? What is
no,
wrong
they
you?
Don't gotta be.
It don't matter.
It don't matter the age. Absolutely. It was in the middle, like in the middle enough for like the parent to kind of be. It makes sense for
and
the kids to kind of
be
like, you feel me?
But
like,
not too crazy.
They kind of in the middle, but it was a coincidence. That was like the thing. Like,
now, am I gonna tell? Yes, I'm telling my mom.
Are you gonna tell your parent, or are you gonna let them be happy?
I'm gonna tell my mom. That's crazy.
Me personally, hear me out. At this age, I'm telling my dad, I'm like, Dad, I gotta bust that down. I'm like, you sure? Look, Dad. You know, I'll let you do what you want to do, but that ain't it. And if you want me to start acting like my younger self, I advise you to let this person go.
Okay.
My dad know how I gave it up when I was younger. Yeah. I used to run his bitches out the fucking.
Damn.
I used to run them. If I don't let them, they gotta go.
Damn, I pull up to my mom like,
why you?
What?
Fucking up his happiness like that.
Okay, one because.
Me and my dad. I'm probably
gotta understand. I'm a female. It's me and my dad.
No, I'm talking about it's a complete coincidence.
He asked the question, so I'm giving you the answer.
What?
This when I was younger. It's me and my dad. Mind you, I was younger. It's me and my dad. I'm a daddy's girl. Who thinking about to bring this it around? You're not even female. You're an it. Like, you don't matter.
That's not nice.
That's not nice. I don't give a fuck.
Oh, you just didn't like no woman around your daddy?
That's my dad. No, but it wasn't just any woman. But it's just like, if I like you, then I approve. If I don't, oh yeah, I'm raising all fucking hell. Like,
but this fuck in this situation.
But that's what I said. Older me, I would bust it down. Younger me, bitch, you gotta go. I'm first of all, I'm running you.
We talking about older you. We talking about you today.
She's talking about right now. You walk in the spot and your mother with one of your old niggas.
Yeah, literally. That's exactly the question.
Yeah. Mother, you with my old niggas, bitch. Back the fuck up.
But like completely unaware, like nobody in the party is aware of it.
Back up.
That's how you're walking up.
Back up.
Damn.
Yep.
Chill. I'm putting my mom to the side like, mom, come to the kitchen real quick. Help me with this pan.
I won't even say nothing.
I definitely got to tell my mom.
Yeah, that's weird.
I'm like, mom.
But you know?
Let me show you a picture.
If that's his girl, well, you just let him know even if that was like.
I'll let him know either way.
You'd be like,
I think you can't have your parent looking dumb.
And you know them cougars be having that little jaguar tat.
Oh my God.
With a little Chinese shit on the arm.
Oh my God.
Wow. Because they all do. Mm-hmm.
Now, you know what I noticed? My sisters, because they like in their early 30s, they all got
the tramp stamp.
Yeah,
the
they got their names tatted on the back. Yeah. You feel me?
We
I'm like, should I get one?
We talked about this on our pod.
But tramp stamps?
Tramp stamps.
Basically, certain tats that everybody has, like
the age group wise. The cherries.
Yeah. The cherries.
Chinese letters.
Clouds. Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
The clouds.
Loyalty on the chest.
Mm-hmm.
The doves. The praying hand. The rosary.
Niggas was definitely getting the Hollister bird tatted.
They definitely was.
Cheetah print.
Cheetah print. I still see people with the cheetah print.
Hey, yo.
The Infinity song.
Only God can judge me is the worst, though.
Mm-hmm. That's the one. Death before dishonor.
Yeah.
Only fear God.
No.
Nah, Maul got one of those.
What is it? Loyalty something?
Yeah, I was young as hell.
Loyalty gangsta. Over love. What is it?
No,
loyalty?
It's loyalty something, but it's not loyalty over love.
It's something.
When they got loyalty something.
Loyalty, family, some shit like that.
FOE.
FOE.
No.
Hey,
yo. You know what I'm scared of? Niggas that got OTF tatted or like, or other niggas block sex.
4PF is crazy.
Why you got that shit tatted, my boy?
I definitely seen that on my
own. Why they can't get OTF tatted? It's only the family.
I got a question.
But if you get it the same way that the brand is branded, you're done.
No.
Would you rather, back to the would you rather.
Yeah, let's run it back.
Feel me? Would you rather? This if you were cheating. Feel me? We're not gonna say you're a cheater, but if
everybody's
you were
speaking hypothetically.
No, I'm saying like if you were cheating at this point.
Okay.
Would you rather get caught that you were cheating on your wedding day, or get that spouse name tatted on your forehead?
I'm getting caught cheating on my wedding
day. I'm getting caught cheating on my wedding day.
I'm getting caught cheating on my wedding
day. I can definitely bounce back.
If you had another, or instead of the forehead shit, it would have been tough.
I can't really think of it though.
Nah, the forehead shit is tough. But
nah,
to be honest,
it's like nobody don't want to tat their foot.
No, they will.
It's your wedding day, nigga.
I'm getting caught cheating on my wedding day. Absolutely.
Okay, I got one.
Okay.
I'm using the same shit.
Yeah, keep it to the wedding day.
Would you rather get caught cheating on your wedding day,
uh-huh,
or find out your baby isn't yours?
Oh! Get caught cheating. Get caught cheating.
I'd rather get caught cheating.
Get caught cheating.
Nigga, I did it. This baby is yours.
Nah, get coaching still.
Yeah, yeah.
So would you rather get
hold on. Be like that
way. Would you rather get caught on your get caught cheating on your wedding day, or find out they were cheating on their, on your wedding day?
I'd rather get caught.
Cause it still hurt.
I'd rather get caught.
I'd rather get caught on that
thing.
Cause I'm a serial cheater.
Brother,
if I'm a serial cheater, that's worse than you just catching me one time. I'm taking that one time.
She don't cheat, so she good.
Versi,
you still gotta answer. It's a would you rather,
would you
my girl.
Rather find out they were cheating or you get caught cheating? This is all on a wedding day, though.
Oh my God, why am I getting heart palpitations?
Jesus. My nigga, answer the goddamn question.
Find out. No, Jesus, I don't know.
Because you find out like they were cheating that whole time, and then they just hit you with a banger like, yeah.
I'm ruining my own wedding.
The crowd.
Oh, no,
they're at the wedding?
Yeah, I'm going to jail.
Why you find out?
I'm ruining my own.
I would rather find out. Like, I
for
can't.
Real?
But no. We'll find out what? That they've been serial cheating or that they just cheated?
It don't matter. They cheat.
It don't matter. Like, whatever the question is.
That's what I'm saying. There's a difference between serial cheating.
But what's the question? That they cheated on me, like,
would you rather
that day? Or would like you I found out they cheated in the past?
No. Would you rather find out that they are serial cheating, been cheating on you your whole time up to your wedding, or you found out they just cheated on your wedding? Which one would you rather find out? I'd rather find out they cheated on my wedding.
No, you were a serial cheater the whole time.
You cheated on my wedding.
Why the fuck would you wait till the day? Like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Do what you want to do with your bachelor
party. I'm going to say the next before the bachelor.
Okay, but what about that? That could be like the fucking, the bachelor. What's that?
That's what I'm saying. Like, you feel like
damn, like, how could you do that to, yo?
Nah, that's
you get a pass.
That's a pass?
You get a pass.
That's crazy. Like, the day before you want.
You get a pass on your
bachelorette, bachelor party.
Yeah,
you get a pass on that.
It's usually like the weekend, up. A pass to
the
what?
It's usually like the night before.
Yeah.
I'm having male strippers.
Male strippers?
I'm having female.
I'm very concerned about you.
Yeah.
What's wrong with male strippers?
Get your dick out of my face.
Yeah.
That is like,
well,
no, please.
Here's why we like all different shit.
But
like, give me the male strippers.
Okay.
I'll take ass and titties all day.
All day.
I don't want the dick in my face. That's crazy.
Hey, yo.
Celebration.
We hit with it.
But, so you get a pass to.
At your bachelor party, yes, to do whatever
you want. Fuck somebody, do whatever you want?
Yep.
But why would you want to do that the day before you're married?
That's the fuck.
Like, why do you want to do that?
Why? Because you're going out with a bang.
You should have went out with a bang the day before you asked me to be your girlfriend. Because you would have already known by then you was going to marry
me. Your wife.
Yeah.
Your wife. Yeah.
That's
the day you got down on one knee and said, will you marry me?
I'm not going to back out. Anyway. Yeah.
And I only said girlfriend because you only.
No.
If you made me a girlfriend, you knew you was going to marry me.
I'm saying, though, marriage is.
Excuse me.
If you made me your girlfriend, you knew you was gonna marry me.
I don't ring on my motherfucking finger other than one on my double. Absolutely fucking not.
Anyway.
You knew you was gonna marry me.
Anyway, Jacob. Yeah, Jacob. Because we're
seeing
some bullshit.
Shit, okay.
I got one for y'all.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Would you rather have 5 minutes, a quickie, with your celebrity crush or find true love that you're going to be with for your whole life?
Find true love.
True love.
True love.
True love.
What are you talking about?
But I ain't going to lie, Tory Lanez.
5 minutes?
Tory Lanez for 5 minutes, baby, you fall in love.
What if some shit going to love y'all? No true love.
Everything that you fall in. Tory?
5 minutes. You can't
5 minutes?
I felt like soldier.
But I ain't going to lie. I'm going to my true love.
I just went to the Chris Brown concert. Like, on Tuesday.
Wow.
She was ready to risk it all.
Did he watch this?
Because it's 5 minutes.
He bought the tickets.
Risk it.
That has happened. I've seen somebody.
Watching your girl get wet for another man.
She left with him.
That's how.
And went to the hotel. Yeah, you know. Leave that one alone.
So if you went to a concert, which is going to be other, and a celebrity that was like performing there, that was your favorite.
The only reason why this is so crazy because he gave me the scenario. He's like, yo, what if he come up to you and be like, let's go? What are you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
I'm gonna go home with my men.
You're lying.
No, I'm not.
That's a bullshit.
I'm going home with my man. I don't love Chris Brown that much.
Can we answer?
You're a liar.
Okay.
Hold on. Yanni. Because
y'all
gonna be the deal breaker. Yanni, be the deal breaker between us. She going home with one man, she going home with Chris Brown.
That's all jokes.
Wait, stop.
Mark,
what's your answer? What you doing?
Yeah.
Hey. I'll do 5 minutes.
Hey, Mark.
I'm going with the five minutes.
Fuck love, right. Okay, what about y'all? Everybody
yeah, fellas.
Yeah.
On. Yeah.
I'm going with her 5 minutes.
I think
nigga.
So,
because I feel like in my 5 minutes, I'm going to make her fall in love.
I'm pulling out all the tricks. Oh, so you got 5 minutes to prove yourself.
That shit like this.
We got true love now, nigga. Yeah, I got
you.
I'm doing everything. Like, yeah. My leg will be behind here, nigga.
nigga. I ain't never do that.
What?
I'm gonna find a way, nigga. What the fuck is you talking about? I'm pulling all right, out all right, every...
What celebrity?
Ooh.
That's the one.
What celebrity?
I don't know.
You know, you know.
You don't have a celebrity crush?
You know, he know.
I don't either.
What?
I don't
love Rihanna.
Tour.
Yeah, like, Rihanna's fire, bro. It's
and Chris Simmons. Like, well, we know Chris Brown. Yanni, what celebrity? That you bending over back for?
Kalani.
Kalani.
Okay. I love her.
She loves Kalani. Nah, that's my girl.
Just how you love fucking Chris Brown, I love to. I know. Love me from Tory.
Razzle dazzle. You like how strap that thing down.
I fellas like,
You gotta reword that first.
What celebrity are y'all taking y'all 5 minutes with?
So you doing the bending?
So you doing the bending? I ain't say this was gonna happen in the fire.
Hey,
he said I was gonna do the fucking. Honestly, there is no real, like, I can't think of. It probably is a celebrity female, but I can't think of one right now off the top of my head.
If I had to pin one on you, I would say Bernice Burgos.
Nah, she's all right.
If I had to pin one, like, if I had to pin one, I would say Bernice Burgos. You.
I'm still gonna say his name on here, actor.
If we had to pin one on Jigga, what y'all think, ladies?
Like Lakeith or something?
Lakeith Stanfield?
Oh, he looks so good.
What the fuck is that?
The nigga
that was moaning
on Clubhouse.
Word.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Nah, but seriously, lady, who we been jiggling?
I don't know.
Carisha.
Real
I
bad.
I like that. I like
how
she talk.
I would say JT.
I want Glorilla.
I would say.
I'm gonna fuck around and bend me over.
She sure will.
Pop the shit, nigga. Glorilla.
Oh, okay.
Right, who I would say I would pin you on is
Erykah Badu.
Y'all niggas is crazy. Stop playing with me. Actually, 5 minutes. How much I get from Oprah?
Why did y'all say that?
I give a two. I bet you she gonna go
up. Oprah get the leg up.
Yo, please.
You
got
crazy.
Oprah getting this.
I would say Tink.
Oh, Tink would go.
Tink. I would say Ron Tink.
I wouldn't use my 5 minutes on it.
That's crazy.
Now,
that be Meg.
Wait, now Mo?
I got Meg in there.
Meg?
Meg? No, she's too tall.
Have you ever seen
the she's like females that's taller than
her. I'm taking that five. That's a fun five.
Definitely.
For Meg.
What are you talking about? Meg?
She just can't make her face
and laugh. You deserve a Lori Harvey. People deserve a Lori Harvey.
Wait, what?
Who don't deserve? But attitude wise, maybe Ari for Bila.
Yeah, Ari's definitely was in that five. But
Cheyenne, I don't know if y'all know fucking Jada friend.
No, she don't. That without makeup, Ari is fire.
Without makeup,
yes. Without makeup, Ari is fire.
What they say, she look like Jigsaw?
Yeah, she do.
I'm telling you, she do. Without makeup, she looks like.
No, I love her.
Funny shit, I take Sweetie though.
That's nice.
I ain't gonna lie. Her asshole gonna be on fire though.
Hey, you gotta hope.
Her asshole gonna be on fire. Oh, some well. People paying for it.
Oh, Lisa well. Bonet.
Is a nice
Lisa Bonet.
Lisa Bonet.
Oh. Lisa Bonet.
Like 30 years old.
Mm. Ooh. That's where I started thinking like, about TV shows, but I'm bad with names.
I'm here. Lisa Bonet, Lisa Ray.
Lisa Ray?
Niggas love Lisa Ray, bro. Yeah.
I don't
even lie.
That's the first I've ever
Lisa
heard
Ray.
That.
No, niggas love Lisa Ray.
Lisa Ray almost like I Denzel.
No,
yeah, low key.
No funny shit.
Nah, I feel like Halle are Denzel.
Halle Berry are Denzel.
No, I was definitely are Denzel. I said she's like, Halle's our Denzel.
Nah, Halle and Boomerang.
Hey, yo.
Yeah, fact that that's a young.
Alright, so look,
Neil. Holly be turning me on, and she be losing kids and saving them.
No,
she be on some bullshit.
She don't even be sexually active.
What about Sanaa Lathan?
Oh, yeah. Sanaa Lathan, she was fine.
Yeah. Alright, so
I'll take Coyle Ray.
I fuck
she's,
with
yeah, she's
I, like, I don't think she's understand cute. The hate between Coyle. Like I love her.
I think she's cute.
I might now.
You
Lil Buck got some power.
That pussy got boys. Power.
Yeah, why yeah.
That like, was a good one, Mom. I like that one.
Whatever they don't hold in the back,
they hold in the front.
Back in the front.
Oh, okay. But before we close up, right?
You said in the cat. You said in the front.
The same shit.
Before we close up,
yay.
We all gonna do dirty laundry.
Nah. Why?
Why are you trying to do that?
Why are we doing laundry? This?
Hold on. Y'all just finished. All right,
this is Those Girls Next Door.
Nah, nah.
No, we don't have to be involved. They're the guests. We don't. You're drunk. No, I'll do it. All right, so fine. The fellas gotta give us dirty laundry because it's our show.
Quick announcement while they think real quick. Jada, promote your lighters. I just want to say I've been holding it the whole time.
Get your Jada lighter.
Get your Jada lighter. It's Big Leo season. You already know how she comes. Get the lighters.
Oh my God!
How you not playing? Put your lighters up right lighters. Now.
You
put your lighters up.
Don't get on they phone.
Keep putting your lighters up.
And I did that. Fuck is we talking about? That's me.
That's her. It's Big Leo season.
And they got that motherfucking girls next door on the motherfucking side of that shit. So tap in.
1-800-IGND.
And support black motherfucking
business. 1-800-IGND. Word. They'll be at Henny Day.
Yeah, we're going to be at Henny Day.
Absolutely.
Don't forget Henny Day, y'all.
Oh, wait, wait.
We outside.
And we're going to be at Ant Fight, too, so you can catch us
We
there.
Outside.
Yeah. All right, so for dirty laundry, how does this work?
You tell a secret that nobody knows. Also, we don't give indictments. Yeah. Like, you got to change their name, change the date, do all that.
I shitted myself one time.
nah, we need better dirty laundry than that.
Back when I was like 9, 10, I was like in the after school program. I had this shit bad as hell. And the lady would not.
And he used the leaf. I remember that.
No. He don't know. No. The lady would not let me go. And I was still waiting. So my brother eventually ended up picking me up. And I'm still holding. I got a shit. But we walk. Feel me? It was a nice little walk. So I've been trying to keep my. Shit, feel me? I'm yo-yoing this shit at this point.
Yo-yoing this shit crazy. Yo-yoing this shit is crazy.
We get to like the last block. We at the light. This shit wouldn't change, and I'm still like, nah. If you walking and shit like that, shit that's like throwing you off. So where you don't, we just standing there. Shit is dropped. Shit, I tell y'all, this was the nastiest feeling I ever felt in my life. Bro, I had loose drawers on, so it was coming down my leg.
But it's
when
niggas use
red
boxes.
Yeah,
that's why you start wearing red
boxes. Was it the plaid one? Was it the plaid one?
Yeah, I told you I'm like 10, nigga. Right, this is right, like, right, what, right. 20 years ago, nigga.
Yo, I feel 20 years ago was crazy. You're definitely old, man. And niggas definitely had baggy jeans. Some shit started. Bro, listen, on your ankle. Shit on my ankle. Shit on my ankle. So on the top of my firm. Shit. So you had the runs. Nah, it wasn't like runs. Like, it was. No, so hold on. Why you didn't say nothing?
I told the after school program they would not let me go. This was PS 35. I'm telling y'all, they would not let me go. And it was nothing I could tell my brother. Nigga, we still walking home. Man, I went straight inside that bathroom. I had shit all over me. But yeah, I never told nobody that. Not even my brother, my sister's younger.
Wow. We ain't smell you.
I know my father seen this shit. I wasn't washing my own clothes at the time. Well,
that's funny. That was actually very funny.
It's just to have a dirty laundry. Oh my god.
That's not the Muslim. You ain't getting shit out of there. Brother Muslim.
Come on, bro.
I gotta think some more.
I do. But you're not disqualified. We're coming back.
I'd rather you ask me a question. I can't think.
I'm not gonna ask you a question. You need to tell a story.
I can think of a question. Just
that nigga got so much. Like,
all right, maybe craziest place that you had sex.
We just did that.
Buddy. Oh, so it has booty. You really like think of some shit. No names, no dates, no indictments.
Dirty laundry. Feel me? It ain't even gotta be sexual.
And you don't.
See, I was shitty.
Yo. Yo, ain't no way.
I got a story.
Okay.
It's similar to the shit story, but mine's a pee story. The first time I ever got high, I was laughing so hard, I pissed on myself.
Okay.
Like, fell on the floor, peed on myself.
Damn.
Didn't realize that I peed on myself.
Oh,
walked to school.
Is that his laugh?
Oh,
I'm in school now, and it was
was that my laugh?
It was pointed out by like the security guard.
Okay.
Went home, changed myself, and came back.
Okay, so that's about
that nigga ain't shower. Y'all heard that? So I went home, I changed myself.
Hey, y'all.
That nigga nasty.
He used to wipe.
I changed myself.
Matter of fact,
I give y'all my shit. That was the dirtiest.
What?
What?
I told y'all already.
We don't remember.
You tell us.
Fresh out memory.
Facts.
What was this?
Facts what?
Huh? What you do? The date shit.
We don't know.
The date shit.
What date shit?
That shit started a lot of shit. I don't want to go back down that path. I got things on it.
Oh, you got in trouble for it.
No, he's saying he said it already, but...
I got to...
Wait. Oh, you got one?
Yeah. It's an elementary one, though, but...
You telling dirty laundry?
Yeah.
It's a throwback one. It's a throwback one. It's not
y'all
crazy.
Y'all not loyal. Y'all would snitch on me.
No.
I'm
telling dirty laundry.
It's an innocent really one, but I don't think anybody ever said anything, because it's like, I don't know.
Okay.
So, it's back in, like, literally grade school. We had this teacher
who
that week.
Was it?
Huh?
What you mean?
Wait, what?
He grabbed a sock to clean up one time. Like,
hey, honey, go ahead.
Clean up?
Whose sock was it?
That's why I asked.
It's me.
Whose sock did you need to clean up? What is happening? Like, what?
Now, you know girl socks be a little too thin, too, sometimes. It was a
calm. Whose sock was it, Jacob?
It was a calm little Nike drop it.
Yanni, go ahead.
You know, like, it was just...
Okay.
I just wiped the butt cheek. It wasn't grab my dick and like.
What? You wiped the cum on with a sock. I'm gonna be mad.
I mean, girls is out here washing their pussy with socks. Y'all saw the Twitter.
Nah,
stuff.
They want to say fresh.
Y'all
saw the Twitter.
I grab whatever.
They should with the hand soap, but they
said
the sock.
The socks don't have soap, and it was dirty.
How you gonna wash your pussy with this soap?
What's your dirty laundry? Y'all get it.
Yeah, let's go.
All right, the innocent one. So. Back in grade school, we had this teacher. She was horrible to us. Like, she used to make us do hella work, hated her. Like, yo, she used to throw shit in our face. Like, yo.
Oh,
like,
I would have bought that bitch. Well, dad, get me the fuck out of here.
Yo, like, yeah, what is this? But we were mad young. It's like, damn, you're so fucking evil. Like, So one day, we snuck into the classroom. One of my friends, they spit in her McDonald's drink. Like, and then when we came back to class, she drunk the entire thing in class. That was the longest class of my life, like, that I can remember. Like, everybody in the class was on the same page but her. Like, the best we ever behaved in that class. I swear, that was the best we ever behaved.
My man's taking my dick's piss before.
No.
We talking about like elementary, back in those days.
I forget what grade I was in, but
was
this was definitely way back when.
This dirty.
It was this girl or whatever. Right? Didn't like her. We went to the bathroom. I ain't gonna lie. I probably could have went to jail for this, but I was so young, so I didn't go to jail. I kicked that bitch in her vagina. Like,
why'd you do that?
Yo, like, my foot went. Like, I kick the shit out of her.
Why'd you do that?
Now her clit don't work now. She's all nervous.
I ain't gonna lie. I don't even remember. That's when I actually went to a motherfucking like Catholic school. Like I went to Provision of Promise for a motherfucking off of Central Ave. They tore the building down. I was at Provision of Promise. It was that fucking charter school right there. And I was in class. We went to the bathroom. I don't know. For some reason, I didn't like her. She didn't like me. And she pissed me off. And I kicked the shit.
She's been a minute since I've known her, so I'm
like,
not surprised.
No. Like, she literally, like, she had complications. Like, I kicked the shit.
Kicking somebody in their vagina? Why? How does it get there?
I don't know. Period.
I don't know, but like okay, I look like my foot went like
I don't like you. I'm kicking your vagina.
But mind you, at the same time, crazy. I also didn't know. Like I'm young as hell. Like what am I?
You kicked her in her private.
No, I know what I did, but like I didn't know the extent of the damages. Like yeah. You know,
at what point was she in position for you to kick her? Directly in the vagina, like no flinch. No, she just held her pussy.
I didn't like her, so my foot went.
I ain't like her. So.
I kicked the shit in her vagina.
That's fucked up. Shout out to that girl.
I kicked the shit out of her. I ain't even gonna lie. I think they want to kick me out of school. What the like the fuck? But yeah, that's my old.
Nah, we gonna unpack that later.
You got one?
Yeah, I got one.
Mm-hmm. It's old or it's new?
That is always an option.
Right. This is when I was young. You just said we ain't had to do no dates, no nothing.
Right.
No. Matter of fact, you're right.
You're right.
So this
you're
is right. Like, I'll say third grade. This, but I still was going to school in Guyana at the time and shit, right? But so to paint a picture.
Oh, you lived in Guyana before you came in.
Yeah. So paint a picture how it's set up. Like the school is like in an auditorium type shit, okay. Right? And my class was on top of the stage. And then it just like had a class. Mm-hmm. But like blackboards to separate each class and shit, right? So... My teacher left the classroom and shit, but left the room, right? So it was me and these two girls, I don't remember their names. We in the class, we all playing like truth or dare and shit like that, right? So one of the girls was like, she dared me to take off my shirt because we wear uniforms. So I took my shirt off.
That was freaky.
You feel me? So, but I had a beat on. You feel me? So I'm like, boom. So I'm like, yeah, I dare you to take off your shit. Mind you, we open, wide and open, right? So boom. She took a strap off, right? That's so then, right. But we still like.
Strap off.
No. It's like third grade. But it's like, it's everybody there. It's like mad kids. We on some bullshit. So then she was like, I dare you to take your pants off. But I was like this. I just pulled my shit down. I pulled it back up. Like, you feel me? I didn't take my shit off.
So like
y'all.
A little blink.
Yeah,
like,
nah. Lined up, right? Yeah. So boom. So then now the teacher came back. And everybody in the class was like, oh, they stripping. Mind you, now I put everything back on. Like, my shirt back on, you feel me, my pants up and everything. It's like, oh, they stripping. Boom, boom, boom. So the teacher was like, oh, they end up telling on us, right? So then now we have to go to the headmaster, the principal office and shit. You feel me? So then now we did, we talking to him. So the she was like, what happened? So we like, yo, we just did this. So she was like, you know what you gotta do now? Take. She made me take my pants off. You feel me? Yo. All the way off. It's like a bugger. So she made me take my pants all the way off. Made me take off my shirt. You feel
me? Lord, the teacher made you take your pants off?
All the way off this time. She said, get to the way you like what? I tell you, I ain't even take my shit off. She was like, nah, take your pants off.
That don't sound right.
Right? Yeah, so now I'm in my boxers. Straight boxers and a beater. And then the girl had to take her shit off. And she made us stand on top of the stage. And then, cause you know, and like how y'all do like national anthem and shit.
Yeah.
We have to stand on top of the stage just like that. So I'm on top of the stage with a beat in boxes.
How long?
Till we sing that shit.
No, absolutely not.
What about the teachers? What about the
girls have to take, she had to take her shit off. But she ain't get naked though.
Where's the rest of the class at?
Nigga, I'm talking about in front of the whole school.
Absolutely.
The whole
school.
Yeah.
As a parent, I'm raising hell.
Nah, but check
out. As a parent of that school.
But you gotta understand, this isn't the American school.
But way back when, like, the teachers was calling my dad, like, yeah, can I whoop her ass? My dad used to say, yeah.
Oh, nah, in Guyana, they don't got to ask.
They don't ask.
No, you talking about Guyana, but even back in, like, being an American in like
school 20 years ago.
And you said you was like in Catholic school, right?
Yeah. Yeah, like they used to call my dad, like, you feel me? Like, can I, like,
that shit was
what? They had the ruler.
With a ruler.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Nigga, no teacher was ever touching me.
Yep, never experienced.
Never
it.
That.
Now, never as that. A, like a mother, ain't nobody touching my kid.
My mom did it by herself. See, she did a good job. She did a good job. I got my ass beat a few times. Yep.
Mind you, imagine getting whooped by the school and then go home and still get your ass.
Yeah, no, that's crazy.
What are we waiting on dirty laundry for?
Ron. Gotcha. After Ron, we're gonna finish it up. So come on, talk to us, Ron.
No, her too. Rich too.
Oh, yeah. The Geminis don't have anything to say.
Y'all absolutely have everything to say.
We don't have any dirty laundry. We're great people.
Yeah, not.
Rich, I want to hear yours.
I don't have any.
She does.
You got some dirty laundry.
I really don't. I don't do shit. Life is boring.
First of all, when you went to a motherfucking PUI.
A PUI?
PWI.
Okay, nothing exciting happens at a PWI. Predominantly white institute.
The fuck is that?
I was going to say institution.
Institution is crazy.
All right, how about this? How about this? How about this?
What's up?
Rissy and Ron, we are absolutely not starting the next show unless y'all come with dirty laundry. How about that?
What if they don't come on the next show?
How about y'all rock, paper, scissors, shoot, and whoever.
Yeah, let's do that real quick. Come on. Let's finish this up.
Let's go. Right now.
I really don't have
no. Right now.
Y'all
Gemini
are too hard. Let's get it over with.
Oh, Ron and Gemini.
Stanford.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Rock, paper, scissors right now.
Come on, y'all.
So one of y'all got to give a son.
Come on.
I don't have anything to give.
Thank you.
See, because she acting pussy, so Ron.
I really don't have nothing to say.
Ron going to walk this down.
All right, let's go.
That's crazy. I told this story before, though.
Okay.
They don't know.
But you're going to tell my husband next door. You feel me? That's not the
condition. I'm going to be outside.
I had to escape somewhere one time, right?
What the fuck?
What? What are we talking about?
Starting off crazy. Nigga said one time I was in the Soviet jail.
I had James come pick me up like we was fake going out. I just wanted to go back home.
That's not like me.
Oh.
So he's like, yo, make sure you don't walk up to the car because I got on shorts. Like, and like slides and shit. So she gonna know what's up.
Okay.
So... up top, this nigga look like he ready to go out.
Okay. Wait.
A whole pole.
Wait, who, James?
Yes.
Okay, James look like he ready to go out, but you.
That nigga was outside.
But Shorty came for you, though, right?
No, she's at his house.
Okay, she's at his house. So you pulled up looking like you're ready to go so y'all can actually go somewhere. Yeah. Okay. Bet. I'll follow him so you can sing.
I forgot where I was. That's all I have.
Oh.
You know what?
All right.
What be, love?
Nah, I mean, I did that shit one time for work. I went all the way to work, FaceTime. Hell yeah, I'm here, babe. Right. I got a lot of
I double up. I use this nigga for mad situations.
I just
we used to play in the little basketball league, whatever, right? But somebody was at my house, and we weren't playing that day. So I told him, like, yo, call me like you on the way to come get me.
We all did that before.
Like, yeah, I'm on my way, but. She wouldn't leave.
Oh.
I'm on the porch dressed like I'm about to go hoop, got my bag with me and all that. Just wait, but she's still in the car. I'm like, yo, she don't. I'm damn near about to walk up to a random car. So she pulled off.
Because she already knew what it was saying for. She knew what it was.
That was the longest.
All right, so we're about to close up. I also want to say thanks again, fellas, for coming on the show. You know, it was definitely a great Would You Rather. You know, get the audience. Be loved.
Get your latest $5.
August 28th. August 28th. Watch that nigga knock him out.
No,
August
28th.
No.
Is
the
10
oh, sorry,
day.
Any day
we
also have
the 20th.
Knocking out on August
28th.
Make sure
y'all get your tickets for the 28th. Henny Day, here. 20th, make sure y'all go see our man's aunt. He is gonna knock some shit the fuck out.
Okay. All right. So, listen, the good fellas, make sure y'all pop out to their party. Also, make sure y'all buy a motherfucking lighter. And to be honest, we'll catch y'all on the
next
show.
Get y'all Jada Collectibles $5.
Smoking my mouth with a Jada lighter.
With a Jada lighter. Buy one, get one free.
But not knock them out.